Welcome to the first episode of Stumbling Sober.
Yeah, this is Cameron.
And I'm Joe. Remember to talk into the mic.
Right. I'm new to this.
No, I know. We're new. We're both new. And I'm excited, dude.
It's
our first episode.
Yeah, let me pull up our notes because we need them.
Yeah, because we're just, we're a little new.
But.
And that's okay.
You know, how the hell are you, son of a bitch?
I'm doing good, dude. I watched football all day.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL's back. You know, college football started last week, but the NFL is back this week.
Right.
So.
And we could talk football, because I know about that.
We can talk football. I mean, me and you talk football for days.
For days. So what's new?
Honestly, what's new is, you know, you know about this, but going through a breakup right now at the
mm-hmm.
moment. So it's honestly, it's pretty rough. There's good days and there's super bad days, but
right.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting here right now, how would you say you're feeling about the whole thing?
I feel like it was the right decision. Like
mm-hmm.
I've been through breakups before where I feel super out of whack. Not necessarily even just mad at the girl that I was
mm-hmm.
dating, but just like I feel like, oh, maybe I messed up. Maybe this was the wrong decision. This time, like, as much pain as I'm in, like, it feels like I made the right decision, and that gives some level of peace.
Right.
Not totally. Obviously, there's days that just completely suck, and
right.
I miss her, but there's some level of peace about it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think you're doing pretty well, you know, just
yeah.
based off of everything I've heard off camera.
I appreciate it.
I think you're doing pretty well.
And you've helped a lot, having
yeah.
somebody to just chill with and talk with, and
partly because I'm kind of going through a similar thing,
mm-hmm.
except it's still a little in limbo.
Yeah.
So.
How would you describe how you're feeling about it?
The number one word that comes to mind right now for me is confused.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you always get that feeling of your heart being, like, in your anus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, dead ass.
Yeah. So, it's
just like that pit in your stomach.
Yeah. I feel like there's so much, like, unresolved business, and I can't really do anything to resolve it at the time. Like, I
mm-hmm.
need a willing dance partner to come and talk to me and figure
everything
right, and you know. But besides that, we've been hanging out a lot, playing tennis.
Mm-hmm.
We're both pretty much ready for the Wimbledon.
Yeah, the Wimbledon.
I'm not from here.
Wimbledon. What a D.
I'm not from here.
But yeah, dude, our cardio is sick right now.
Nuts.
It's outrageous.
Nuts.
I can almost see some abs going on down there because my
Nuts.
Cardio is so sick. So.
Nuts.
It's bonkers.
Yeah. No, and, you know, I think we really missed out playing tennis when we were younger. Cause
dude, it would have been so easy to just, like, the racket that I bought was $7 from Goodwill.
Yeah.
And I bought 18 balls from Big Five.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to go out and play. I mean, obviously, here in Washington, the weather, like, 9 months out of the year makes it hard to go play. But as long as it's not wet out, like, it's such a fun sport, and I don't know why I honestly used to hate on it. Like, I
yeah.
used to make fun of it.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a country club, like, stuck up, which there is that culture, but
mm-hmm.
I just kind of was like, I don't see the fun of the game at all. And then
yeah.
I took one step onto the court.
Game over. You know, man, I feel like all the times that we could have really, like, been doing something as a group, our
mm-hmm.
group of friends, you know, Chase, David, AZ, we
mm-hmm.
could have been playing tennis. And
seriously.
I'm one of those people that really hates running. I just do it because
I
have
it.
To.
It's so boring.
Yeah. I do it because I have to.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I feel like I'm cheating with my cardio now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just playing tennis. I'm having a great time. We'll
mm-hmm.
play for, like, 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even, like, there's no way to know how many calories I
like
fucking
that,
burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of get down on myself sometimes because I feel like I'm not grinding, but that's my cardio for the day.
Yeah. Well, you get distracted because you're so focused on just, okay, let me score this point.
Yeah.
You don't realize that you've sprinted back and forth across the court, like, as hard as you can, stopped on a dime, swung your racket as hard as you could.
Proper form. Yeah.
And then you're like, shit, well, I just sweated buckets.
It's like dynamic movement that's so much more than just running too. You're lateral. I mean, the things you're doing is so much. Takes hand-eye coordination, takes strategy. You're burning crazy amounts of calories.
Mm-hmm.
If people are ever struggling running, they should just turn to tennis.
100%. That's like even if you're not like, because I know how it is, I know how I feel about doing something that I'm not good at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. But if you just buy into just, you know, I'm going to try to score this point, no matter how bad your form is, like, it's so much fun. So
yeah,
I would definitely recommend it to the listeners.
Crazy fun.
Yeah.
We're Federer level.
I mean, I said that thing about, like, no matter your skill level, it doesn't matter how good you are. I said that to kind of brace people and to kind of be palatable, but honestly, we're very, very good for the short amount of time we've played.
Because we're so fucking good. That's why I'm laughing.
We're very
good. Because we're that good.
We're very, very good.
And let me tell you something else.
Mm-hmm.
We're very good.
I mean, very good.
And I just want to tell you something.
Because mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to, like, we're very good.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And you're not blowing smoke.
I don't smoke weed.
You don't, actually.
So how would I be blowing smoke?
True. Mm-hmm.
So we did hang out with Natasha recently.
Yeah.
Friend of
ours.
Shout
out to Natasha.
She spit all over your phone.
Yeah, we made her laugh and she spit candy. First of all, it's stolen candy. I hope there's no.
Well, we don't wanna.
Oh, sure.
Come on.
Well, okay. Well,
you now the cops to show up to her place?
Okay. Well, now people are gonna think we just like lifted candy from like a convenience store. What happened is. Hagen or Hagen's?
It's Hagen's, but.
Hagen's.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up on the West Side.
That's okay. I'll tell you about it.
So there's just a sprawling candy section, and it's just super cool. Like, it's like a traditional candy store format, right? Like, you get a bag, and you pay by, like, the pound.
Mm-hmm.
And she took, like, a chocolate-covered pretzel, put it in her mouth, chewed it up. Cameron or I said something funny.
No, it was me.
It was probably me.
It was me.
Yeah, I probably said something funny, and then she just spewed all onto my phone screen.
Yeah.
Which is whatever, but it looked pretty gross.
A weird transition, because this isn't related to Natasha at all, but, I mean, how do you feel about girls farting?
Dude, I hate that I feel this way.
Right.
I grew up with two sisters and my mom. And I was...
Did they too?
Kind of the only guy around the house. Not that I... I mean, I would hear, like... I would hear my sisters fart sometimes, but, like...
So she was capable of it.
Yeah, but, like... Honestly, dude, it grosses me out so much.
Yeah.
And I know that's wrong. I know that's messed up.
Yeah.
But it...
Well, I don't know. I mean, for me, you know, I'm not from here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that females actually can poop. Until I was in the 8th grade.
Are you for real?
Why? Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, okay.
And so for me, you know, when a girl farts, it's not like I want to accept them because I don't want there to be a double standard. You know, guys fart,
yeah,
they're gross.
Yeah.
But girls simply just, you know, shouldn't fart.
Yeah, here's the thing. If I really love a girl, like, and we're really close, it doesn't gross me out. How about that?
Well, I have a counter to that. If you really love a girl and she really loves you, she wouldn't fart.
Case closed.
Can
I push this a little closer?
Did you need your feet?
Mine won't reach. My legs are pretty short.
Right. You're. How tall are you? Just for the viewers. You know.
I am. Well, if you look at our legs here, there's a. I'm 5'7".
Okay. And
yeah.
That's fine.
With the right shoes, 5'8". And that's fine. Yeah. You know, I'm not the type of person to, like, give my... I feel like everybody gives themselves an inch, or a lot of people do.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the point of that? Why don't you just... Like, if someone brings out a tape measure, you're caught. So why don't you just...
It's over.
...say what height you are.
And that applies to more than just your physical height. Like, because
mm-hmm.
I remember in middle school, there wasn't a single soul I met that didn't have a 7-inch cock. And that's just... just the truth. From, like, 6th grade to sophomore year... Every single one of my friends were just genetically breast with
so
like
true.
A 7.5
And what
inch
are the
cock.
Odds? All every guy you meet has the same. Everybody's just hung.
Like I've never heard, like, this is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
I've never heard a guy go, dude, I'm like packing 4.5 inches.
Yeah.
No one. Because there are. There's people out there. Not me, for sure.
But no, they're not me.
No way. Look at my feet.
Yeah, for but, sure. But,
yes. It's just weird.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's always better to be honest, because then if you get called on your shit, you can back it up. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you don't ever have to pull your cock out if you don't want to. But, you know.
No. But that's the thing. Like, if you're close to somebody and you've been, you know, you've been boasting an 8-incher when right. you're, you know, half that. yeah. Be honest.
Yeah.
Always good.
I think honesty is good. And, you know, you don't want to set false expectations for a female either.
Definitely not.
You know.
If word gets around the school, like, say you're in a school environment, and word gets around that you're packing heat, and it comes down to it, and you're not. It's just be up front.
That's like, practically game over.
Yeah, like, be up front. I mean, like, with me, with my height, it's not inside my pants. It's visible. But I've always owned it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How long is yours? I mean, you don't have to tell the viewers. You don't have to tell the
viewers. 7 inches.
Could be no less.
Yeah, no less, yeah. No more.
I think I mean, I'm kind of weird because I was born a little gifted, you know? Stop. Why are you smiling? It's not funny. I was born with, like, I think on, like, a warm summer day, it's, like, 14 inches.
Okay, gotcha. No, and I believe you, full on.
Why wouldn't you?
And that's the honesty thing, so I appreciate you being honest with me.
That's what we're doing for this podcast, right?
I am.
So, enough about cocks,
right? Your show should be called
Maybe. So, now this is a segment for funny news.
Yeah,
did you want to go first or do you want me to go first? Because I know we both got some pretty good ones.
Why don't you go first?
And what's cool about it is this is like really up-to-date stuff. That just recently happened around the world. For me, this is literally the title of the article.
Uh-huh.
Frisky dolphin forces authorities to ban swimming off west coast of France.
Frisky meaning like it wants to bone swimmers?
You know, that's what I was hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure if that's what they meant.
That's what it sounds like.
And then I read the article and that's what they meant.
That's great.
I'm going to give you a quick snippet. So it's a 10-foot long bottlenose dolphin. And I don't know if it was born.
Well endowed.
Right. Yeah. Nicknamed Zafar. So it's Middle Eastern. And that's always cool, you know, just to see kind of the cultural diversity in France's water is pretty cool.
You might be related distantly.
That's funny. he has a... been a regular attraction for beachgoers on the west coast of France for some time now. He recently moved south, so he just kind of picked up and moved, towards a small commune off a place called Land of Venec. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to stick to France for now.
So he's in a commune in France?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is a commune for dolphins?
I could not tell you that, sir.
Okay.
For months, he was considered friendly and non-aggressive, approaching children and sailboats and everything. But recently, a few weeks ago, Zafar began rubbing himself against swimmers and boats in a sexual manner in attempts to become more intimate. I'm quoting the article now. So he essentially likes fucking boats and hoes.
Right.
Literally. in one situation, the swimmer had to actually be rescued by coast guards because he wouldn't let go of her.
Oh my God! Wait, what is it? Is he holding with his fins? How does?
And you know what, Joe? There's no images of this because I feel like that'd be porn.
Too graphic, yeah.
But like, I just imagine Zafar. He definitely has like a Middle Eastern accent. He's like, he grabs the female with his fins and just fucking donkey fucks the shit out. Well, dolphin.
Right.
Fucks the shit out of him.
Wow. And so swimmers, for like how long? They were banned for a while, just swimming in that area?
Yeah, so what it says is, a separate encounter, the lonely dolphin dangerously leapt over a kayaker's head. So he was trying to get topped up, too.
Mm.
This dolphin's dope.
Wow.
There's a new ban of swimming in general in those waters, and you can't get within 50 meters of it.
Damn.
It's a horny-ass dolphin in France.
Damn.
I mean, if you're really desperate.
Well, speaking of desperate, and continuing on the aquatic theme.
I love it.
The headline for my article is, "Thieves snatch shark from San Antonio Aquarium, wheel it out in a baby carriage." So what happened is, I think it was a group of a few people who came in, and they stole an stole a shark from the tank or whatever, and they put it in a baby carrier. They like snuck off into a side room. It was like a filter room or something. I'm just completely now just making everything up. The important thing is, the important thing is they took the shark out in a baby carriage,
right,
and took it home. And like my first thought was, these people are just like, they have a mental illness, like they just like, they like,
that's not my first thought at all.
Really?
No.
What would your first thought be?
They probably tried many times and just couldn't bear a child.
That's a good thought too,
because why would they have a baby carriage?
True. They bought it. True.
Had to have got it somewhere,
right?
And they put a shark in it.
Honestly, that might be another angle. But so apparently, like, when police got to this guy's house, because obviously they found out it was missing, and
mm-hmm.
they found the person who stole it, he had like an aquarium set up in his garage with other like, aquatic creatures in there already,
right?
And they said he really knew what he was doing. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't intending on selling it. He just really wanted this shark and was passionate about sharks and stole it.
I mean, I guess that makes a little more sense than what I originally thought. And, I mean, that's if you want a goddamn shark. I personally have never, like, wanted a shark.
No. Really. But this guy was clear. I mean, this guy was just super into marine life, so.
Right.
And he was like, I'm not trying to spend that much money on this particular shark, so I'm going to go steal it. It makes sense, but it's like, damn. It's just,
I mean, there has to be something fucked for you to go decide that stealing a shark is a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But I mean, yeah.
Absolutely. One thing I definitely want to kind of address and talk about, just kind of pick your brain about, mm-hmm. is the whole Mac Miller situation.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Which is super sad. You know, mm-hmm. we both grew up listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that's kind of got me a little frustrated with the situation in general is, as soon as someone dies of a drug overdose,
mm-hmm.
immediately they're labeled as a druggie, or they're viewed as less than, mm-hmm. and the demons that they were probably dealing with and fighting are just completely swept under the rug.
Yeah,
As far as the media is concerned, right?
Oh, yeah.
And there's two things about this particular story that really bums me out. Mm-hmm. Three. One, of course, losing Mac Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Super talented, great mm-hmm. artist. Two, the fact that they're not really talking about all the struggles he went through.
Yeah.
A lot of it is just, he overdosed, too much drugs as a rapper.
Right.
That's a lifestyle.
Another one. Another artist.
Another one. Yeah. The third is all the blame that's being put on his ex-girlfriend, Ariana.
It's fucking ridiculous, dude.
Why do you think people are so quick to jump at pointing a finger or blaming someone without knowing the story? There's no way anybody is ever going to know what their relationship was like, what he was dealing with fully.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people pretend like they do, and why does that become the narrative of such a huge and sad story as this one?
Honestly, because I've thought a little bit about this whole thing too, like what you're saying, and I feel like it's people being lazy.
Mm.
Like, in so many areas of life, people just don't think through a situation.
Yeah.
And they just draw one line, and this is how it is. And
why about this? Why about something as sensitive as a
death?
Know.
It's like a laziness, and also maybe just a lack of awareness of things. I mean, because like with addiction, there's usually a cause.
Right.
For the addiction. I mean, there's a reason. Like, people don't want to do the work of going back and tracking back. And, you know, the whole narrative of Ariana Grande made Mac Miller become, you know, substance dependent. Like, that's easy, and it's kind of juicy. It's kind of like a fun narrative
Quick correction is the narrative is that her decision to leave him is the cause of him going over the edge. It's not that he became substance dependent because of her.
That she pushed. Yeah, yeah.
That her insensitivity towards him and her lack of respect for the relationship, having jumped into a new one with Pete and having it be so public, is what caused him to kill himself.
Yes, gotcha. Yeah, no. But either way, right? It's like that's still a more juicy narrative. The whole thing
that makes sense.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. When you said, yeah, I get that makes sense. It's just my initial, and I'm not saying this like I'm better than anybody else, but my initial reaction was, I don't know anything about the situation or their relationship. Damn, he was a good artist. Mm-hmm. Super, super bummed that happened.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, and I left it at that.
Yeah.
Why is the majority not?
I was about to say, I don't know if it's the majority, though, because I was going to say, I think a lot of people do feel the way you did.
Do you think so?
Like, yeah, like, I saw an outpouring of, like, love and respect. I was talking to you about it, like, off the podcast about just my whole Instagram feed, like, a bunch of people that I look up to, like, kind of entrepreneurs or artists or whoever that I wouldn't have even expected to be, like, connected with Mac Miller, but they were like, you know, the one experience I had, he was just blah, blah, blah.
I saw that
too. Like, such good energy, all this stuff, and I don't know. I think some of those loud voices can pop out on Twitter and be like, and also when you hear something like that, it kind of, it's super jarring. It's like, what the fuck? Like, that's stupid. That's outrageous. Like, why would that make sense for
garners more attention because of
I don't know. Maybe it's 50-50, maybe, but I don't know if like that's the majority, but I think those ideas stick out because
I think
they're a little outrageous.
The thing that really made me ask that is I do think you're right about that, by the way.
Mm.
I can see what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana had to literally turn off her comments and on Instagram because of all the people that were blaming
her. Sad, man. It's
so at some point, it's just people willing to buy into any narrative that's outrageous, essentially.
Right.
I don't understand that.
I don't either. People want to stir stuff up or...
Yeah, I don't know. This is such a sensitive thing. And it kind of segues into something we were talking about a couple nights ago, which I thought was a really healthy conversation. Self-awareness.
Oh, yeah.
And the lack of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. We've had some super good conversations about this the past week or so, but I think a lot of issues and a lot of difficulties that people face in life are a result of just lacking self-awareness, not knowing, like, why you exhibit certain behaviors, why you react certain ways in certain situations. Being self-aware is huge because you're still going to fuck up, but when you do, you can be like, oh, I fucked up. And like, here's why. And like, and being able to kind of let go of your ego and swallow your pride and stuff is
huge.
Can fix a lot of shit. Makes life a lot easier.
And that's one thing that I'm really appreciative to have you as a friend for, is being able to like communicate on that level with someone and kind of dissect certain things that otherwise, you know, that's not to get too in depth with it, but that's one of the problems with my relationship now is I'm not perfect by any means, but there's a huge disparity of, she has a serious issue with self-awareness. She's, and it's much easier for a lot of people, including myself, to just sweep under something under the rug.
Yeah.
Not exactly. Address it, not deal with it, not understand it, and not move on.
Yeah, I can relate. I mean, and like I said, like, it's hard to have this conversation without it coming off as like, I think I'm like better than this person or something. It's not like that. It's like, I feel like I've done a lot of work to try to become as self-aware as I am, and I still have a lot of work to do.
Of course.
But like, there would be times with, you know, with my girlfriend when it would just be like, I just feel like I can't say, like, what I'm trying to say just can't get through at all. Like, I feel like I'm being as transparent and honest as I can, and I'm kind of expecting that back, and it's, and I wouldn't always get that back, you know, and I'm sure she would see it kind of the same way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there's for sure things that I wasn't able to see how she's feeling, you know. I still have a long way to go, but the self-awareness thing,
it's big.
Yeah, it's big, and it's something that, like, came up in my last relationship for sure.
Yeah. One big takeaway I think I've been able to learn from our conversations about self-awareness is it pretty much applies to any situation you could ever be in.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's negative, positive, you know, you need to learn yourself going through life.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just super grateful that I just kind of got into the habit of dissecting every emotion, every feeling, every, you know, and I have so much more work to do, but I think
mm-hmm.
That's something we definitely kind of connected on, is the...
Dude, absolutely. Like, it's hard for us to kind of just sit down and have a conversation that's not...
Some goofy fuckers.
Well, either just goofy, it's either super outrageous and goofy, or just deep as you can go.
I know. And it's good. There's a balance.
Like, yeah. And just, like, our disagreement the other night, and I was able to just be, like...
Our first fight.
Aww. They come and go.
And that's why I married you.
And you know what?
It's for these ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
I love your family.
And you know what?
Yeah. Huh.
Through sickness, health, till death to us part.
Through rainy weather.
And the rain's about to come, too. It's already September.
Washington weather.
Something else?
You know, I've had a lot of alcohol the past couple of days.
You know? Yeah, we actually had a lot of alcohol last night.
And I'm
going to check my bank statement from last night.
How much did you spend?
It actually wasn't that bad.
Really?
Like, at 4th Ave,
well, I'm glad.
At 4th Ave, I only spent, like, $25 or so.
I spent $79 yesterday. Because I had to get gas.
And then Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo. And then downtown. Just somehow $79 is gone.
We gotta chill.
Yeah, but I'm... Didn't make a... Damn!
Shout out to
Chris. I know, for real. No, this is our podcast.
Yeah.
So, in my notes here, it says we gotta remind each other why we married each other.
Oh, yeah. I married you because the first time I laid eyes upon you, I kind of knew that I was home.
I'm laughing out of joy. And that's straight up.
Yeah, that's just being straight up.
That's just being straight the fuck up.
But, no, yeah, I kind of just felt home with you.
And, you know, I know that we've kind of talked about this before. Contrary to what you might think or what others might think, looking from the outside in, I didn't marry you because of your looks.
Yeah, right.
I didn't marry because of your family.
He's shallow.
I didn't marry you because of your car.
I do have an extra.
I fell in love with your heart.
It doesn't get old hearing that either. Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
And I, you know, on that note, I just want to tell you and just, like, politely ask you to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Because we're going to the new song of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Music of the week.
Music of the week.
Because it could be, like, a project.
Right, whatever. Okay, fine.
Do we have the same one?
I love you so much.
You're
so stinky.
We haven't talked about this yet.
You're so stinky.
Do we have the same favorite
one? Well, I'll go first, just in case.
You go first.
My song of the week right now, music of the... Fuck you. Is it pronounced Bass? It's Tribe.
Boss.
Tribe with Boss and J. Cole. You know, it's super old school vibe. I love the beat.
La 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 la.
Yes.
La 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 la.
Mm-hmm.
La la la.
Yeah,
la,
I have no rhythm. I can't do that.
La, la, la,
mm-hmm.
I think I made it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And I just really like that song right now. It's on repeat.
That's such a good song, dude.
It's on repeat. And that fucks you over if that was your choice. So you're gonna have to.
I was going to say, like, I've just been listening to Swimming a lot. Mac Miller, Swimming.
Yeah. But that's kind of the last couple days. the solid.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. Like before that was actually that whole Boss album. Actually, I've been listening to a lot. I've also been listening to just a lot of like chill hop.
Go fuck yourself.
But I'm being dead ass.
You work at Zoomies?
I'm being dead ass.
Okay.
Like that's the like genre. Like if you go on Spotify, that's like a whole like playlist. Because I can just turn it on and it's just like good background music. Like if I'm driving early in the morning, or if I'm in the shower, or like cooking breakfast, it's kind of just nice to. You don't have to listen super hard to it, but you still get kind of the good benefits of like listening to music. I don't know.
Yeah. No. I mean that swimming is absolutely. Like, it's offensive how underrated that album is. And I actually am at fault as well, because I didn't realize how much I enjoyed it. And I visited it again after the tragedy, and I...
To be honest with you, dude, to be fully transparent, I hadn't really dug in and listened to Mac Miller since high school.
It's weird how it takes something like death to bring people back. And like, why can't people just... love and be supportive when he's around.
Like, I appreciated him and everything, and I was like, he represented kind of an era for me, like in early high school. It was like my freshman, sophomore year when he was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
He was like just graduating high school. He's only a few years older than us. But I just kind of, it's easy for me to do this. I mean, I need to get better about it because people keep putting out dope music, but I kind of like check out. Like, they'll put out one, like, cool thing, and I'll just really vibe with it, and then I'll kind of a lot of time just like get absorbed into like too many other people, and I like don't keep up. But
yeah,
dude, swimming is it's a piece, like it's a cohesive full album.
That's
like,
yes,
it's
it yeah. reminded I know this is it reminded me of Kendrick in a way, because the album itself just flowed together. The songs all had meaning, they were related to each other, the message was clear.
And it was also so creative. He had so many little cool, like, bridges and interludes in the music that it's, like, it's just very out there, but not distractingly out there. Like, but it just wasn't just, like, verse, chorus, end of the song. Like, so much of music is like that.
Super creative. Super creative album.
Yeah, really cool.
Some highlights for me off that album were Ladders, for sure. Conversations, Part 1. Don't Know, 2009. Did you have any highlights or recommendations for people off the album? I mean,
no,
listen to the whole fucking album.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Do you have any fan questions ready?
Let me.
And I just want to emphasize how much we appreciate your guys' feedback.
Yeah, seriously.
Any comments you guys leave, we do, believe it or not, we do take time to read through them.
We
try to get to most of them.
Yeah. Keep writing in.
Are you in your emails or the comment section?
This is actually a text question from somebody who said, what platforms will the podcast be on?
Great question.
And
we need to.
Yeah, and it's going to be on all platforms that, I mean, that you would listen to podcasts on. So the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, and then we'll put the video, obviously, up on YouTube. When we have it, sometimes, I don't know, something might go wrong with the video, but we'll always have the audio, so.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that, because that's an informative answer.
For sure.
Good question. I was looking through my emails for the podcast, and I had a kid write me in and talk about how he doesn't know what's wrong in his relationship, and he always listens and tunes in to us. Just to, like, you know,
even though this is the first episode.
Yeah, yeah. He always just. He always just listens in and tunes in and. And he kind of had an issue with his girlfriend where she wasn't getting wet anymore during sex. And he was like, he felt like we were some insightful people. He said we kind of felt like friends just because of how much he listens and. He kind of said, what do you think I should do? Do you think I should talk to her about it? She doesn't really get wet anymore. What do you think? Cause I haven't replied or anything. I just don't know what to say.
Yeah. Sexual relationships can be really tough because they're super vulnerable and stuff can be really embarrassing. I mean, like I had a time with a girl for like a couple days stint where like I couldn't get hard. And it was.
Are you being dead serious?
I'm being dead serious.
Well, you should have told me that before we started this podcast together.
What do you mean?
What the fuck?
Well,
you couldn't get
your wiener up, bro? I can for you.
Yeah, you always, your stick is rock hard for me. I'm not talking about me, baby. I mean.
Oh, you didn't know that about me?
Lay it down.
You didn't know that about me?
No, I didn't know that you had problems.
It was just for like, for 2 days.
Hmm.
It was like, because I was really.
Why are you so soft?
Because I was really, really into the girl and I was like nervous.
Nervous. And I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because I know I was just clowning you earlier, but that's never happened to me.
Word. Cool. But so, back to the point for this kid, you know, it could be a lot of things. It could be nerves. It could be biological things. So, I would just have a...
Well, I didn't fully...
I would just have a conversation with...
That's what I was going to say. But the email says that they had a perfectly healthy sex life for many months. And now, he's suspecting that she's tired of him sexually because she's not getting wet. But, I mean, he did... insist that she was acting the same and being just as loving. It's just gotten awkward in bed because he can't, you know, get things going.
Right.
I mean, I would suggest foreplay. I would suggest plenty of other things. Lube, spit. You know. But the number one thing I'd suggest is communication.
Dude, absolutely. Communication can solve a lot of problems. You know, instead of sitting around and wallowing and swimming around in our own thoughts of what could be, it's way better to just... be like, hey, what's going on?
And, you know, plenty of times your imagination is going to be far worse than what reality actually is.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it looks like we're 38 minutes deep.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to wrap things up here.
Damn. Already?
That went by quick.
I don't want it to end.
No, me either.
I don't want it to end.
Do you have any final thoughts for the first episode?
I'm really glad that my father-in-law is as amazing as he is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the one kind of topic I guess we could say for the next episode that I really wanted to address was I really think people should shame fat people just because it's not okay to be fat.
Oh,
you shouldn't
God,
love
dude.
Yourself if you're fat. Okay, love yourself and love your personality, but don't love your body and be ashamed of it because you're literally dying. I'm not talking about
chunky. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just simply, like, regardless of what kind of philosophical approach you have, you're dying.
So you're saying you have a problem when people are basically...
obese.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, well, some people have... It is kind of like addiction in a way. Like, it is a disease. I mean, people... And there's
and it shouldn't be accepted.
Well, there's other conditions that can lead to obesity, too. I mean, I think you're obviously... You're kind of being jokey about it. But,
huh?
Like, the way that you're talking about it is obviously jokey, but I think it's important to treat those people that are going through that with love and respect, but also have them understand that, like, it's definitely a problem, health problem, for real.
I mean, I don't mean, like, be specifically... No, I do. Shame people. Because...
You mean, like, get them motivated to work out. That's what you're saying. Careful.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, just don't, you know.
Is this, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, I did have another important question.
Okay.
If you're okay with throwing it in there.
Yeah.
You have a gig coming up around pretty early tomorrow.
No, I'm good.
You good?
I don't have anything to get up for.
Okay. One thing I've been talking about today a lot, and I actually talked to Chase about it over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Chase is one of our good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Why are people so content on not taking risks and essentially being stuck?
Ooh. That's such a good question. I've thought about this a lot.
It's like this odd comfort you can't get away from.
It can be comfortable to... stick with what you know and to not venture into the unknown. For me, when I get too much into a routine and it feels really comfortable, I get a little uneasy, to be honest.
So you're the opposite. You rather have
Dude, I went to three different colleges, like in three different cities. Like, I've moved around a bunch. I mean, when I get to, and part of that was me kind of running away from myself a little bit, trying to move locations to just run away with my own stuff that I was dealing with inside, which, by the way, you can't do. But part of it, too, is that it was me searching for something that better suited me, right?
Yeah.
Like, each school, I think, suited me a little better than the one before. And now it's like I'm in this position where it's like, okay, I'm ready to, like, move on. You know, I've been living here in my mom's place, just saving up money. And I'm like, dude, I'm ready to get something going. It's not like I don't feel like bad about myself. I don't feel like ashamed, but I'm like, I'm ready to try to tap more into like my potential and what I'm capable of.
I obviously appreciate that a lot about you.
Mm-hmm.
I swear I do. Cause like the group in general, our group motivates me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I guess I'm getting at least with my experience in life, is that you're an exception.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people, even myself, because I'm, you know, I always had crazy dreams and ambitions and I was content in not fulfilling them until I was almost like jarred awake.
Yeah, for sure.
Essentially.
For sure.
And so I just wonder why it's people, you know, the reality of life is there. You're going to die one day.
For sure.
You're not going to go again either.
Right.
So why would you question if you made the right choices? Why wouldn't you really take risks and go out there and pursue something you are potentially passionate about, but also fear?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons. I've kind of been talking with my mom about this a little bit, and like, I think some people don't have an idea of something that, some people don't really even know what they're passionate about. I mean, like, I've talked with people that I've worked with in the past. Like, I've worked in a few different restaurants, and I've talked with some people who are like, I don't really have anything that I'm passionate about. And they just kind of, they come into work and they clock in and they work and they clock out. And yeah, I don't know. I don't understand that, but I'm like an imaginative, like I've always been like a dreamer and stuff like that. And I don't know, without direction, that doesn't really do any good. You kind of have to like harness that, reel it in a little bit, and like give yourself a direction. But
realistic goals one at a time.
Yeah. Small goals. Like this podcast was one of them. Like ever since podcasting kind of started to be like a popular thing, I was like, dude, I think I would love doing that.
Like, it's just such a good, I think it's healthy form of self-expression.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting here talking, knowing that people are going to view it, and we're okay with being ourselves and being...
Yeah.
Like, I'm not afraid to tell you that I really am happy that your family's in my life now.
Yeah.
And that I married you not for your family or your wealth, but for your heart.
No, and it's good to know. And honestly, at first, I was worried about that you were with me for, like, my money.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at my bank account, like...
But you know I'm a good boy.
There's a lot.
Right.
I saved a lot of money in college.
Not flying anywhere.
Not flying across the country every month. I saved a lot of money. No, but honestly, we should wrap up. But
I want to wrap up, but I have one quick thing to add to the last thing you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that don't know about what their passion is, or they don't have too much direction.
Yeah.
The thing I'm kind of referring to, and I have a few examples, is I know people that all they do is, for example, music.
Mm-hmm.
It's all they do. On their free time, they're passionate about it, they love it, they know every artist, but they're not choosing to go after that.
Yeah.
Chase, in our friend group, is a great example. You know, he wants to do comedy, he wants to do these things, but think of the steps it took for him to finally decide that LA was the right choice.
Right.
I don't know if you went through that process with him, but... When he was talking to me, first it was Seattle. There's no fucking way I'm leaving Washington. Not yet. Like, I want to still be closer to my family.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was like, okay, well, maybe I'll come down to Sacramento with you. It's still closer to home. And then finally, it's just like, rip the fucking Band-Aid off. And it's that apprehension.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, why is that there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just differs from case to case. I think maybe a lot of people are afraid to fail.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are afraid that they're just not good enough.
Right.
That people will laugh at them. Dude, like...
That makes sense.
I've dealt with that shit. I mean, because I haven't released any music that's, like, fully, like, finished and polished and stuff like that. That's my own that I've written and stuff, but I've just put some, like, songs up on SoundCloud so that, like, people can listen to them. And, dude, doing that was, like, was really scary to me.
For sure.
Like, I was like, are people gonna think I'm, like, a super, you know, self-involved, like, douche for putting out music?
I know how you feel. Fuck.
Like, no, I've felt that. And then I just kind of had to get over that. And then when people were, like, if there's genuinity... That's not a word, I don't think. If there's genuineness, whatever that word is.
It's a good boy.
In what you're, like, doing and, like, putting out there into the world.
People,
like,
can see that.
People will see it and people will appreciate it. Like, and that's what, like, some of those songs were. And people were like, dude, that, like, the people that did like the song, they, like, had good things to say. And I mean, maybe one or two behind closed doors might have thought I was a douche, but... The actual reaction from people was like you touched on earlier, like, my imagination was so much worse than the reality.
Dude,
so
you're trying, you're putting yourself out there, and you're good.
Thank you, dude.
Like, I was told from teachers, my mom, my dad, I'm delusional for pursuing MMA.
Mm.
And, like, the thoughts for my first and second fight walking into the cage, literally the night of, were like, I'm going to walk in here, and the result is going to be my parents telling me, I told you so. You're crazy for choosing this
one. Right,
yeah. So the fear is always there, but, you know, luckily, which this doesn't make me better than anyone else, I was willing to jump, you know?
Yeah. And I think part of the reason why we kind of wanted to start to do this podcast was not only for ourselves, but also to try to, like, not that we're, like, the most wise people in the world, but maybe we have something to offer based on how much me and you have, like, been introspective and looking inside and, like,
exactly.
Dealing with our shit. And kind of coming to a place of more self-awareness. Like, I would love it if, like...
A community of that.
Yeah, I would
love... Could you imagine?
Yeah, I would love it if more people could kind of...
Give
them
insights.
Get to more of that place.
Yeah.
Because it's really made such a difference for me. And, like, I haven't always felt like this. And I've had some pretty dark, heavy times.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
And I think it's just healthy. I mean, a couple things. You know, we started this... to talk, because we talk anyways, and we thought it's healthy, and we're recording it, we can always look back on conversations. Second, you know, we feel that we have something to offer as far as entertainment is concerned. We
for
always
sure.
have, you know, we want to dabble and see what we have, really.
For sure.
And this is kind of a way to harness that to start, you know.
Yeah.
So whoever joins in and listens and gives their thoughts and insights, like, it's all appreciated for sure.
100%. Even if it's, like, two people listening. Like, we have fun doing it, so if you're listening to this right now, we really appreciate it, and keep on listening.
And Chase and Dave, I know you're actually going to listen. Be the first listeners. Proud of you guys for being on LA, chasing your dreams.
Seriously.
Proud of you guys for being willing to
put
the fear aside and go for it.
Yeah, very, very proud to call you guys my friends, and we're probably sitting in LA traffic or up late in bed listening to this, so...
Yeah.
What's up, guys, and what's up to everyone else, and stay tuned for the next week's episode.
Yep. See you guys next time.
See you next week. This has been Some Weeks Over.
Some Weeks Over. I'm going to go drain my piece.
Let's do it.
All right.